Yo, what up, street togs, street gods, Bitcoin togs. All right, looks like the new restaurant on top of the Culver Steps is pretty much open. Check it out, Laurel Grill, L-A-U-R-E-L Grill, 90232. Culver is the best place to be. Okay, so some thoughts. I think I'm quite certain. It seems like super insanely obvious that obviously Bitcoin's the future. I mean, even if you log into Fidelity, Bitcoin is on the list, like next to the price of gold and the S&P 500, Dow Jones, etc. And it's kind of like a runaway train. I mean, like, for example, it's waiting for this 100K party is like hilarious. Like, well, Bitcoin got to like $99,898 or whatever, right? So honestly, the whole world wants Bitcoin to hit 100K. Like, even people who don't, you know, own Bitcoin or care for it, everyone knows it. Like, everybody knows it, right? And so as a consequence, nice day in Culver. All right, so as a consequence, I think the best read on things is, it's almost like, apparently a dude now you check out is Tom Lee Funstrat. Like, he predicted that wireless, so funny we see the wireless, right? Like, can you imagine that, you know, even when I was a kid, right? That one day everyone would have a super mega computer, iPhone Pro in their front pocket, even poor Americans, like, it's crazy, right? And so my personal thought is, everyone already has the Cash App. Shout out to Jack Dorsey. He also had the extreme vision to integrate Bitcoin into the Cash App. So anyone who used the Cash App to do it, good job. And the thing that a lot of people don't understand, especially when I'm just trying to spread the word about Bitcoin, is that you don't need to own $100,000 of Bitcoin. Everyone's still stuck in the idea it's like one Bitcoin is like $1, I can't afford it. It's like you could buy $5 of it, you could buy $20 of it, you could buy $50 of it, $100 of it, $1,000, you know, whatevs, right? And so I think that's a good thing to consider. Marginal ownership is kind of a big deal. So for example, let's say you want to buy a single family home, right? So let's say in LA it's like $2 million, right? So then, you know, you had to buy the whole property. You can't buy like an eighth of it. You can't buy like a tenth or a hundredth of it. You can't just buy the bathroom or the closet or the backyard. So as a consequence, I think this is kind of the insanely disruptive thing about Bitcoin, is that you could essentially chop it up indefinitely. And essentially own it forever without having paid property taxes. So I was just like recently looking into the home physical land stuff, right? And so like one thing that was like really kind of sticker shock to me was the notion of property taxes. So obviously property taxes are good. You want a nice city. You want to pay the fire department when they, you know, fix your house when it's burning down, and police department, these are all good. Also, I remember it's like, what, no taxation without representation, whatever, right? And I was thinking about, it's like, okay, so let's say taxes, let's say it's like $1,000 a month or $1,100 a month, right? If you think about the Bitcoin standard, right, like times that by 10x or 100x, right? So $10,000 a month in property taxes or $100,000 a month, over a year, that's like $1 million worth of taxes, right? And isn't it so much more accretive to just put that into Bitcoin? It just seems like it makes so much sense, because one innovative idea I came up with is, like, I call it double profits. Essentially, just buy MicroStrategy stock, right? Say you buy $150,000 worth of it, right? Ride it up to, I don't know, 200,000 or 160, like any margin that's above 150,000, right? Sell the MicroStrategy stock and use that to buy Bitcoin, right? Like, it's kind of like, I feel like I discovered a very simple cheat code, right? And because the truth is, MicroStrategy is like 2x Bitcoin, so it's outperforming Bitcoin by a factor of 2x. So if you listen to enough Michael Saylor interviews, michael.com, assuming that Bitcoin's raising at 60 ARR annual rate of return, right? MicroStrategy is like twice that. It's like 120 times. Even as insane, like last month, essentially MicroStrategy stock doubled in a month. I mean, that's effing insane. And even Michael Saylor revealed that they're essentially printing like $500 million a day. They're essentially making a profit of $500 million a day. Like, name any other company in America that's doing that, right? And so I think we're going to usher in this kind of this interesting, brave new world of capital in which, like, so my vision, right? So Michael Saylor talks a lot about this analogy of, like, digital land or, you know, digital cyberspace, like buying digital Manhattan, right? So what, they bought the Americans bought the Manhattan from the British for what, like 60 guilders, right? What's a guilder worth now? Right? Nothing. And so as a consequence, if we take this analogy to heart, what that then means is obviously the super obvious strategy is you just, you know, keep buying out Manhattan. It's like, when's the best time to buy Manhattan? Like anytime, right? Even if you bought Manhattan 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, you'd still be insanely in the green, right? And so, you know, you ever hear the stories like, oh, my uncle of a nephew, cousin, aunt bought a house in San Francisco like 80 years ago for like 5 pennies and 3 nickels. Now it's worth like $10 trillion, right? Like, and so I think that there will be this possibility of us becoming kind of like new digital landlords, right? So, you know, most people can't afford to buy a $1 million home or $2 million home or $10 million piece of property, but you could purchase a fraction of a Bitcoin. So let me say some thoughts. So for example, let us say in the future, you own $100,000 of Bitcoin and you could get, you know, you could rent out your digital property, your Bitcoins, for like $5,000 a month. Like, that's pretty good. Like, you, most average Americans, you know, single or even married, could probably live on that. Even with a kid, like, you could survive on $5,000 a month, easy. Even in LA. Better yet, you know, let us say you stack even more Bitcoins, right? Let's say you have like, I don't know, $10 million worth of Bitcoin. And then you could like, I don't know, make like even more residual income a month, right? And I think, you know, Michael Saylor says this too, right? On the Patrick podcast, right? Where it's just like, Bitcoin is kind of a need to know basis. So when I first invested in Bitcoin, I was just following it in Vietnam, 2017, right? This like funny website called zerohedge.com. It's like, I mean, it's like kind of low-key conspiracy theories, whatevs, right? But anyways, it was first on my radar then, and I was following Bitcoin when it was like $100 a Bitcoin, $300 a Bitcoin, and there's like a dude who was like, if Bitcoin doesn't hit $1,000 a Bitcoin, I'm gonna eat my balls live on TV. And everyone thought it was crazy, but I guess he was right. But at the time, I didn't really need to buy Bitcoin because, you know, I was living in Vietnam for like, what, $320 a month for rent, right? And meals are essentially not much, right? So like on a combined income, me and Cindy, right? Like, even if we eating out every single day, living a super ballin' lifestyle, our monthly expense between the both of us was like, what, $500 a month, $700 a month, let's say even $1,000 a month. It's like, even like passive income I was making, it was like far more than that, right? And so that's why the smart strategy is for most Americans to retire to Thailand or Cambodia or Laos or, you know, Mexico City. It's a much smarter economic leverage. Like, to buy a single family home in America, it's kind of more of a vanity thing. I think it's like a trophy asset, right? Michael Saylor even says something funny. He's like, yeah, seeing you drive around in your 4 Bitcoin Ferrari. And I'm like, that's a good one. Like, so now whenever I'm going to laugh at people, right? He's like, I see you driving around in your loser 2 Bitcoin Lamborghini. And even my mom said the other night, she's like, wow, Sangjin, like my Korean name's Sangjin, Jiot A Young, Jiot Inyeon, Kim Sangjin, right? And she was like, oh, Sangjin, isn't that crazy? Like, couldn't have thought that one Bitcoin could buy one Tesla, comma, one Cybertruck. She's like, that's amazing. I'm like, I know, right? But, you know, if you think about wise financial decisions, like, you don't sell a tenth of your square block in Manhattan on Fifth Ave to, I don't know, buy an AMG G-Wagon. That's not a smart idea. And so even whenever it comes to things, right, I always think about accretive versus dilutive stuff in assets, right? Accretive means it's going to accumulate and accrue in value, right? Dilutive, just like imagine like taking your best wine or your best coffee and just diluting it with water. Same thing as debasing the currency. So yeah, so just think about this critically, accretive versus dilutive. And essentially, it's always a good time to buy Cyber Manhattan. Should always buy Bitcoin. And as long as you're buying it for less than $13 million a coin, you're in the green.